Imagine you're a university professor who's asked to write letters of recommendation for barely talented yet demanding students. Well, according to Julie Schumacher's novel, Dear Committee Members, that dominates Jay Fitger's work life, and it saps his soul.
Dear Admissions Committee Members, this letter recommends Melanie de Rueda for admission to the law school on the well-heeled side of this campus. I have known Ms. de Rueda for 11 minutes, 10 of which were spent in a fruitless attempt to explain to her that I write letters of recommendation only for students who have signed up for and completed one of my classes. She appears to be suffering under the delusion that a recommendation from any faculty member within our institution will be the key to her application's success.
Fitger is Julie Schumacher's fictional alter ego. She's a professor at the University of Minnesota. Her novel, Dear Committee Members, recently won the James Thurber Prize for American Humor. This is a collection of fictional letters of recommendation written on behalf of students. Susan Jaffe is the creative director at the Thurber House in Columbus, Ohio.
What we really look for, Will, is that it be Thurber-esque. And Thurber-esque was very smart, but he was snarky. And that's where it's not acerbic and it's not mean. It's smart. And so what Julie has written is very, very smart, and it's snarky. These letters have an edge to it, and that's where it comes into being Thurber-esque.
He is acerbic. He can be caustic. He's irascible. I don't see my character, Jay Fitger, as exclusively a mean person or primarily a mean person. He's no cuddly toy. I think of him as someone who doesn't quite know what to do with his anger.
That reminds me. You're not a man.
No, I'm not.
Yet Professor James Fitger is. Why?
Yeah, that's an interesting issue. He came into my mind as a guy. I wanted him to be someone who expected to be powerful and was disappointed.
That could piss off someone who nurses a swollen ego.
And my editor is the one who coined the phrase, it puts the pist back into epistolary, which I like. It's an epistolary novel, and this guy is pissed. I've become very fond of Jay Fitger. I think he's a little evil voice that lives inside me sometimes.
But that evil voice is enchanting and wicked smart, according to Peter Campion, the director of creative writing at the University of Minnesota.
Well, it's a little tour de force of language, you know. I mean, this character, Fitger, he's totally deluded. He's completely egotistical. He's really kind of mean-spirited without knowing it. And yet, he's a kind of wonderfully lovable defender of the pleasures of language.
Schumacher's win makes her the first woman to claim it, putting her among the likes of humorist Calvin Trillin and former Comedy Central star Jon Stewart. You have to ask, does she see herself there?
I don't see myself there. That's a very, very tall pedestal. I mean, it's a huge honor to be winning any prize that Stewart would have won. I'm not always a humor writer. I've written lots of different things. This is the one book that really turned out to be funny.
It's funny that this novel should raise her profile. After all, Schumacher is the author of several books, including young adult novels. Now she's wrestling with an idea for an adult novel. For KFAI News, this is Will Wright.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.